Part 2. You are listening to a radio program about St. Patrick's Day. You have 30 seconds to read the questions below. The program will be played once only. Listen to the dialogues and answer each question that follows when you hear a beep. The program will begin now.
Welcome to Holiday Express, the program that tells you all about the best holidays around the world. Today, we are going to tell you about St. Patrick's Day, a fantastic Irish holiday that is celebrated around the world. It celebrates the man who is supposed to have spread the Christian religion in Ireland many years ago. Although the most famous place to celebrate is in Dublin, the capital city of Ireland, today we focus on celebrations in New York, America, which has a large number of Irish people.
Question 1. St. Patrick's Day is an holiday.
In New York City, festivities last for a week, from the 8th to the 17th of March. But the event you do not want to miss is the St. Patrick's Day Parade, which occurs on the 17th of March and attracts thousands of tourists every year.
Question 2. When does the parade take place?
You shouldn't miss the parade because it's always a marvelous sight. Many people wear T-shirts that are either completely green or have pictures of beer on them. Some people wear T-shirts that have a three-leafed plant on them. Some people even dye their hair green, and bars serve green drinks. Although no cars, floats, or exhibits are allowed in the parade, over 150,000 marchers take part every year.
Question 3. What will you see in the parade?
The streets of New York are filled with crowds watching the parade all along the route. The parade starts at 11 a.m. and ends around 2 p.m. It starts on 5th Avenue near 44th Street and ends on 86th Street.
Question 4. The parade usually starts...
If you want to get a good view of the parade, you should stay away from the big crowds. You should watch the parade towards the south end of the route, keeping away from 5th Avenue and 86th Street. A view from the upper steps of the Metropolitan Museum of Art is the best way to see the parade, but make sure you get there early.
Question 5. Where should you stand if you want a good view of the parade?
There are many things you can do to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, as well as watching the parade. You can go to a concert of traditional Irish folk music, or you can eat traditional Irish food, such as cabbage and potato stew. Beer is very popular on St. Patrick's Day too. Many people wear a badge of a three-leafed plant to show they are celebrating the festival. There is a lot to see and do.
Question 6. What could you do if you want to experience more St. Patrick's Day entertainment? You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 2.